Welcome to the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. On each and every episode, Brian talks with coaches, athletes, and performers in all arenas who are putting into practice the principles of peak performance that will help you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be, to help you become a master of the mental game, and to help you start dominating the day.
The relationship is building with that individual, and you have to get outside of the circle, and now you've got a phone number, you can just text a message, another coach or a sounding board, and you can continue to bounce ideas off of each other.
Awesome. Addy, same question across the panel. What would you say is your favorite aspect of being a member of your circle?
I kind of just got into it, I haven't posted any questions yet, but I've had plenty. But these guys usually ask the questions before I even get to them. And having people respond to those questions is just awesome. And sometimes they ask questions that I didn't think of. So that's awesome too. Just learning before you know you're ready for it.
And I think for me, it's really how do we go to university. So every month being part of the inner circle, Brian provides you with an MP3 or MP4 file that I download, put it to a CD, and put it to my car. So for the entire month, I'm doing kind of a little live along the way, which helps with the space repetition and reinforcing the message.
Yeah, for me, it's kind of what I said a while ago, but it'd be the relationships, just from being able to connect with people. And even like Ed said, sometimes you have a great idea. Like I went to SMU's practice and Coach Morris talked about it like with the professors or whatever, and we did a deal with Grapevine. And so you have a great idea and you want to share it with somebody that cares, because you know a lot of people don't care, but you feel like people in the inner circle might care. So it's a great place you can say, okay, I'm going to put this out there, and because some people might actually use this, so it's kind of a relationship thing, but feel like, hey, if I got something good to share, then some people might actually care about it.
What would you say, Coach, is that maybe an unexpected benefit that you've gotten from being a member in the inner circle?
Probably for me, to connect with people from other sports. So you just kind of lock in sometimes. I'm the head football coach at Grapevine, and I'm around a bunch of football guys. And so to be around men and women from other sports, and get to hear there, because culture is culture. And like all this stuff you're talking about, refocus and all, I mean, it knows no sport or whatever. So that's my deal, is to kind of get out of your comfort zone, or to get out of your little home area. And baseball coaches, you know, we always kind of usually around our people. So it's going to allow you to be around other coaches and see how they're creating culture. Things like that.
Awesome. Unexpected benefit, Coach.
And I think for me, it's been two things. One has been just the exposure to a bunch of different thinking and resources. You know, I picked up Coach Neller's book, I got Coach Jackson's book that I'm playing right down here. Those are things that, at least you sold one.
That's what I'll sell one today.
But those are things that I didn't expect getting into this, is getting exposure to resources like that. There's other things as well, too. Motivation on like the gratitude journal. There's weekly things out there that publish around weigh-ins and things like that. Things that just kind of keep poking you to keep continuing down the journey that you're on.
I think there's been a lot of unexpected benefits. Opportunities open up, ideas come through that you know probably never would have had, but just feeding off of other people. I think just accountability, I think, is the thing. Because not that I've ever asked anybody in there for, like, hey, can you keep me accountable for this? But just seeing their stuff pop up on Facebook, I get that, and I'm like, I need to keep working on that. I've let myself slip. I need to get back on that. So accountability is a huge thing.
I think unexpected, first of all, I would have had to have expectations. So I really came into the inner circle not really expecting what I've found. So every day is something new. Every post is something new. I try to keep an open mind with everything that I see. I think, you know, one of the things with, I think Coach Bruce said that if you are using ideas within your industry, you're going to eventually become invisible. So you, to piggyback on what Coach Jackson said, if you take ideas from other sports and what they're doing, you're going to stand out amongst your sport.
For me, you know, we do this, and I learned so much today. You know, this is the third time I've heard some of this stuff, and I got people who were just, you know, hey, Coach, come back here, and I'm going to help you or whatever. And so when you leave here today, the inner circle is going to be a way for you to stay in contact. I mean, I kind of feel like I already know Ed because of the inner circle. So it's just a great way to be around high achievers.
Awesome. Coach Taylor, benefit of the inner circle.
Yeah, sure, Brian. For me, I'm a known in the corporate world, and what I get out of this are real-life leadership tools and techniques that I can apply to my team at work. You know, examples being the MVP process. We set that up at work. We've taken the one word from John Gordon, and we've implemented that at work. And that's really been kind of the key, is taking some of the things that you guys are doing here and expanding it to the corporate world for me.
Awesome. Now, you also coach, correct?
Yes, a little basketball on the side.
Excellent. So do you do the same things in the corporate world that you're doing, I mean, same things you're using in the corporate side, you bring those into coaching as well?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Good overlap there.
Awesome. Addie, what about you? What are you doing in the softball world?
For me, just like the spaced repetition is really important because I can hear something 1,800 times and I won't get it until the 1,801st. So hearing all these same things over and over and over again and then wanting to kind of clicks. So that's a huge thing that I've got. Also, having a purpose with what you do instead of just going out there and just like, because your kids see that, and when you're just going out there going through motions or just going and not really having a purpose, it's the same thing for them. They're not trying to win a state championship when you're not trying to push them to that, you know? So having a purpose, having a focus, and getting a plan on how to do that, and just having awesome people to, like, back you up and help you out when you're like, I don't even know what to do anymore. So, because I'm a young coach, I'm just barely starting, so it's really great to have a lot of people who've been in it for a while who can be like, oh yeah, I remember that. This is what you do. What you do. So that's what I've got from it.
Absolutely. Everything that these three said. I think for me, it's not about what I get all the time. If I join the inner circle looking for what am I going to get, what am I going to get, I might come away unhappy, unfulfilled, but if that's what can I give to help another coach, to help their program, so to speak. You know, and when you join the inner circle, you're not limited to the state of Texas. You know, now you've expanded your network by the networks of others that are in that inner circle. That's one of the ways that, you know, it's helped me with my program as well.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Potential Apparel. Potential Apparel is on a mission to inspire athletes to reach their true potential. If you're serious about reaching yours, then you have to go check them out. They make awesome clothing for dedicated and committed athletes. I'm a huge supporter of what they're doing, and that's why I wear their clothing with pride. Make a statement and join the movement today at potentialapparel.com. Be sure you use promo code Brian Kane with a space between Brian and Kane for 15% off on your first order. Dominate the day with Potential Apparel. Thanks for listening to the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. Please make sure that you visit briankane.com. That's briankane.com. And sign up for my Monday message, where every Monday I deliver straight to your inbox videos, interviews, articles, tips, techniques, and strategies that you can use to master the mental game. You can also contact me through my website on our Contact Us page and see my calendar of where I'm going to be in the country and when I'm coming to your area so that we can get together and that we can continue to go out there and dominate the day.
This is a production of Corn Belt Sports. The Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast is part of the Top Coach Network.